All right, this is the doubleheader. I'm Hari Srinivasan. With me are Mark Shields and David Brooks, where we talk about the sport of politics and the politics of sport. And he springs to life. All right, the 999 plan man, Herman Cain, has vaulted into at least one of the polls in a very prominent position, which makes people take a much closer look at not just the plan, but the man. Is this good or bad? You see a lot of people sort of picking apart the plan and saying, this isn't such a great idea, Mark.
The man and the plan. What I found most fascinating, Hari, is that the poll in which he vaulted to first place was the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. And the pollsters there, Peter Hart, the Democrat, and Bill McIntyre, the Republican, were so kind of struck by this, they went back and interviewed people who were for him. And what they found was that these people knew who he was, understood what he stood for, but weren't necessarily committed to the 999, but liked the fact that he did not talk like a politician, didn't sound like a politician, had never held public office, hadn't run except one time in his life. This kind of gave him a certain appeal to these folks who are so angry at the established political order. And I think that's what he's got going for him.
Yeah, and if you go online, you'll see some of his opponents have put together a series of clips where he's asked a question by an interviewer and he doesn't know the answer because he just doesn't not familiar with the issue.
Right.
That won't hurt him at all. The 999 eventually will probably hurt him if people add it up. I love the idea of having a consumption tax. I think we need to move in that direction. He's got a little piece of that. But the way he's structured it, it's if you say, is this good for somebody making $50,000 a year, it's not.
No.
And so it has the virtue of simplicity, but there's a reason why people haven't had flat taxes or tax codes that simple. You've got to adjust it to make it a little more progressive. Nonetheless, the Obama administration punted on tax reform. He doesn't, and that's an advantage. People would like to see some big change.
Okay. It is now. It is his answer to everything. What about declining Sunday school attendance? 999.
And Chile.
What about marriage is in problem? 999.
He understands marketing.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
But it's worked.
Rick Perry says
true.
Drill, drill, drill. Right. I mean, so you've got, we've got basically one size fits all answer.
And okay. The other quick thing about Cain is that it shows how many limits there are so far in Mitt Romney's popularity.
See,
that everybody but him has a moment where they're up.
Right.
He's stable. He's not going down, but he's not going up either.
Stable's not so bad. All right, so Occupy Wall Street, now we're in its fourth week. We have Occupy Wall Street has even gone to Quinn Bowman's alma mater. I think there's seven kids on the OU campus.
Are they really?
Yeah, so...
The Bobcats.
Have they succeeded, let's say, in doing... at least getting people around the country to think about their frustrations about inequality or corporate America.
Yes. I mean, there is a debate or discussion going on that had not been going on. And there's the sense that David touched on the anger that voters feel that enables a Herman Cain to rise to the top. Or dissatisfaction with the political status quo is here. I mean, that banks were bailed out. Banks had record profits. Banks paid record salaries. And as far as I can see, there's no sense of reciprocal obligation on the part of the banks to aid the economy, to move the economy forward. They don't see that as part of their duty. And so I think there is a sense that they've touched something in the country. And it's real, and that went unaddressed by the political order. I mean, the Obama administration has never confronted it, and Republicans essentially say it's all regulations problem, and that's one thing we really needed was that there was too much regulation of subprime mortgages. You could see that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree the issue is real. The Tea Party does talk about Wall Street an awful lot. If you spend time with them, they talk about Wall Street. And so I think it has raised that issue.
They just don't occupy it.
They don't occupy. Well, they're not into occupying.
Right.
They rent. but the danger is, who are the people and what do they stand for? The only poll everyone's guessing, everyone's reporting. The only poll I've seen, and it's not particularly scientific. Asked them, what kind of liberal are you? Are you Barack Obama liberal? This was New York Magazine. And 4% said, yeah, I'm sort of moderate liberal. 12% said, I'm more like Paul Krugman, sort of more assertive. 41% said, no, I'm outside the political system. And then 34% were sort of the Noam Chomsky camp, and they said, I don't see any moral difference between the U.S. and Al-Qaeda. And so that's pretty radical, I would say.
Yeah.
And so maybe it'll help the Democratic Party, but you know, Richard Nixon ran against the protesters of 1968 and 72 and hung it around the Democratic Party's neck. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do think there's a danger for Democrats.
There's a danger of running against a generation, too. As Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew learned, they reaped the whirlwind. They lost an entire generation to
Nixon won the youth vote in 68.
No, but he lost. But he lost. The Republicans became on the campuses an unacceptable party to join. I mean, that's what happened to
them. I would say the Republicans won, I think, 4 out of the next 5 elections.
Okay, there's that. And speaking of winning, Detroit right now is on a hot streak. They even have the South Korean president wearing the hat at the Detroit plant where he was doing a presser today.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows a bandwagon and he knows how to get on one when he... I mean, it's pretty impressive. The Detroit Lions haven't won in, I don't know, how long?
Eminem has a very effective ad
that
they keep re-airing.
I mean, do you think that this is a possibility of here? But like obviously, the sports teams end up having a tendency to pull people and communities together.
Right. And they are enjoying a bit of an economic renaissance. I would point out, as a Cowboys fan, that one of the Detroit Lions' wins was handed to them on a silver platter by Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
There's that.
Threw some true pick sixes in the second half of their particularly. Nonetheless, they're a very good team, and the Tigers are fun. And they've got the best pitcher on the world, Justin Verlander.
Okay.
Detroit, it's important. If you don't have a dog in the fight, if you don't have a team, that one of these teams isn't yours, I think there's a natural inclination to root for a city that really does need a lift. And
right.
David's right. There is economic renaissance. The automobile industry is resurgent thanks to the enlightened policies of the Obama administration and bailing out over the opposition to some of the cognoscenti. And the Lions are a great story. So, you know, they need it. They need the lift more than certainly than Texas does because they've got Rick Perry and low jobless rate.
Yeah, I would say this is my left-wing underside. You always got to root for the team with the highest unemployment rate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Finally, the other big winner today is the Apple Corporation. They had their stock close at its, I think, highest close ever because of this little Apple 4S.
Is that the new one?
It is, and it's because of all the free ads that people like us are giving to it, right?
This is public television.
This is public television. So hold on a second. Let me do this. What is the... Hold on. One more time. What is the double header? Can I do that? I think it... What is the double header? Okay. Now it's going to search. This thing is kind of magical. All right. What is the doubleheader? Let me think about that. She just said that. And she comes up with an answer. Okay, here you go. Scientific name, Corus bulbifrons. There's actually an animal.
It's called the doubleheader.
Yeah, it's... Look at this.
It looks like Ernie Banks.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go out and buy a droid. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
We'll link
that
to
does it for me.
That does it for us.
I'm going right back to a landline.
Mark Shields, David Brooks, I'm Hari Srinivasan. Thanks so much for joining us. This is the doubleheader right there.